The chairman of the Board of Supervisors of Sonoma County is here. David Rabbit, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, Pat.
Light of day, the river has crested. What do we know in terms of an overview of the situation and the damages so far?
Yeah, there's, as you can imagine, now that the water has crested, did so a little after 11 o'clock last night at 45.38 feet. It's supposed to get down to flood level, which is 32 feet, midnight tonight on Friday, March 1st. So,
good news
today
there.
Good news. Like we said before, you know, our river systems are very flashy. They rise fast and they fall fast. So, that is good news. As the water recedes, obviously, crews are going to be out there to make sure that everything's safe. We've also started to do the initial damages estimate. The state calls that an IDE. I talked to the state last night, requesting the what they call the CDAA, which is a California Disaster Assistance Act, for Sonoma County. We think that that's probably going to happen this morning. There are some other counties, I think Glenn and Yolo, that are have experienced floods and have asked for the same declaration. And so typically what happens is the state likes to bundle them together going forward. But we're monitoring everything as the water recedes, trying to get numbers on the number of properties. Downtown Guerneville, obviously, the businesses there.
Yeah, any word, David, on the level of the river overnight? And what we had heard thus far, unconfirmed, was that most Guerneville businesses on Main Street escaped the floodwaters.
Oh, that's good to hear. All I know on that is what I've heard, what I've seen in photos from social media. I know that the initial estimates, there was 2,022 buildings identified as having water, I believe. It could be as high, the damage could be as high as 3,000 structures, 3,000 properties. It's good to hear that if the water stayed out of those front doors of those businesses, obviously, any amount of water in inside your building, residence, or commercial space is a catastrophe.
We were all stunned to see what happened in Sebastopol yesterday afternoon, the extent of the damage there, not just at the Barlow, but certainly the Barlow and surrounding areas. And that's going to be a fairly high ticket item there, too.
Yeah, and it's, changes get made in the way systems work over the course of time, for better or worse. Even down here in Petaluma, there's a weir at the top of the flood control system. We have the Petaluma River, three gauges. The middle gauge flooded, the other two did not. And it's really where the weir is, backing up the water, protecting one neighborhood, but inundating another.
Was there more water, more damage in Petaluma than was expected?
No, I think some of the cars, car dealerships along the freeway there, some cars did experience some damage because of the high water, which I think was a little unexpected. But again, it's kind of the changing face of how the flood control project works. As you remember, in big floods in the 80s, the Payron Street area would, all those residents would be underwater. So they're not underwater, but it does push the water a little further north and meters it further down. And I think you're probably seeing similar patterns in the Barlow area, Sebastopol, and when the water reaches these levels and the ground can't accept any more saturation.
Neither can we.
Yeah. This is very true.
Supervisor Rabbit, over 3,500 people still under the mandatory evacuation order. Any notion as to when that might be lifted?
Yeah, like I said, today as the river recedes, the crews will come in and right behind the water as it's going out, make sure everything is safe, and open up roads to allow people to get back in. I think county's always been very sensitive to try to open up, rescind the evacuation orders as soon as we can, doing it responsibly to make sure that there's no really dangerous conditions out there. It's going to be a mess, obviously, and there's a lot of cleanup that's going to take place. We're starting to get ready for that as well.
Yeah,
we've also requested some mutual aid in that regard, just because of the amount of time that's gone on. And, again, I always want to say thank you to all the crews that are out there working. I think we've had 59 rescues in the flood area thus far. And I think there, as you made mention prior, you know, we still have about 89 road closures. Those will probably lift as the day goes on as well.
Yeah, we certainly hope so.
Again, letting people get back into their homes.
And the emergency shelters will remain open until?
That's always...
Until they're no longer needed?
Exactly. Yeah. Again, Sebastopol Center for the Arts and the Grace Pavilion at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds, and they'll remain open until no longer needed, making sure that all folks are safe. At some point, if there's a few people, we'll work in different, have an alternative shelter model, only because of the way that those systems work. We were able to do that, just like we did with the fires.
And no surprise, as part of the press conference with the Board of Supervisors yesterday, DA Jill Ravitch came out and said, oh, no, you don't, when it comes to taking advantage of people who've been flooded out.
I think it's always a good reminder as areas get closed off. And unfortunately, there are those miscreants in the community that will take advantage of those situations. So I think the DA did the right thing to put that shot over the bow. Don't do it. We're watching, and we'll prosecute you fully. So yep. There's been, as far as I know, no reports at all in that vein, but I think it's always important to remind those that need to be reminded.
Absolutely.
To not do anything stupid.
And when next might we, Supervisor Rabbit, get an update on damage assessment, the evacuations, et cetera?
I think there's a helicopter going out this morning about 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock in that area. Part of that mission is to really kind of map the areas with the damaged areas and try to identify structures. That, in conjunction with what we do in the GIS mapping division at Permit Sonoma, will give us a better idea than kind of, the thing with floods as opposed to fire is you kind of know the water level. You have mapping tools and topography to allow you to know, as you look down on top of a home from the air, what the water level is within the residence, more or less. So it's really important to try to get those numbers out as quick as possible. They'll change a little bit as we refine them going forward. Even the damage assessments that we told the governor's office last night, preliminarily, from the county's perspective only, not the private property, is about $25 million.
Wow.
Most of it in roads, about $2.5 million in response costs. It just comes, as I told the governor's office, it comes at a difficult time, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
We have a deficit. We're still reeling from the wildfires. And, we know how to recover from these things, and we'll do fine ultimately. But the dollars are always going to be short going forward.
Hence, it will be great to hear from the governor about what state monies may be coming our way. And Supervisor Rabbit, thank you for being with us again. I'd love to talk again tomorrow when we have a better idea about what's what with regard to the Russian River and the damages there.
Exactly. Thank you, Pat.
Very good. That is Supervisor David Rabbit with an overview on when there's a much we don't know. As Supervisor Rabbit said, it is light out now, and the assessment will begin as the Russian River begins to recede, and it's already begun to recede.